I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. For much of the Southeast, too much moisture has caused delays this season and created perfect conditions for crop fungus. Pam Knox, agricultural climatologist at the University of Georgia, updated conditions on a recent Southeast Climate webinar.
The farmers can't get into their fields, and so they're way behind on putting out fertilizers and fungicides and other agricultural chemicals like that. And the result of that is that they start to lose their good quality of leaves, and so the yield goes down on a lot of those crops.
Knox says conditions have been wet enough that fungal diseases have become an issue, and many farmers are using aerial spraying applications. Cool conditions have also slowed the development of crops a little bit. Knox says it's also reduced evapotranspiration, helping to keep soils wet and increasing flood risk. While some areas did have some drying, the storm season is at its high point.
Wet conditions will continue to occur. It's not going to be every day, but it does mean you don't really get any long dry spells to get in and dry up the ground.
The upside is that dry land farmers have not had to use much irrigation, and forage has caught up quite a bit. Knox says the La Nina climate conditions should begin to play a role as the fall approaches. La Nina patterns typically bring warmer and drier conditions to the Southeast. With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.